In high school volleyball action around the area last night, it was Exira EHK defeating Cam 3-1. Audubon, a 3-game sweep over Guthrie Center. Tri-Center defeated Missouri Valley in 3 straight. Griswold beat Heartland Christian 2-0. Fremont Mills over Griswold 2-0. East Mills defeated Griswold 2-0. Norwalk over Creston in 3 straight. Fremont Mills over Bowyer Valley 2-0. Underwood swept 2 from Fremont Mills. Underwood also beat East Mills 2-0. It was East Mills, a 2-game sweep over Heartland Christian. Bowyer Valley beat Heartland Christian 2-0. Lennox over I-35 2-0. Winterset beat Lennox in 2 straight. Nottoway Valley over Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-2. And Carroll outlasting East Sac County 3-2 in girls high school volleyball play last night. In high school cross country, Logan Magnolia hosting a cross country invitational last night. On the boys' side, it was Zach Ambrose of Bowyer Valley. This is the individual champion. Justin Thomas of Logan Magnolia, the runner-up. Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley placing third. Joe Weber of Bowyer Valley was fourth. And Christopher Jarrett of Tri-Center placing fifth in that meet. Also, Mitchell Nelson of Audubon ran seventh. And Tri-Center's Jake Wollers running eighth in last night's meet on the boys' side. In the team competition, it was Tri-Center winning with 76 points, Bowyer Valley with 84 points, the runner-up. Denison third with 131, Underwood fourth with 141, Logan Magnolia fifth with 155 points. Also, it was AHSTW, Missouri Valley, IKM Manning, Audubon, St. Albert, Whiting, Griswold, Woodbine, and West Monona rounding out the 14-team field. On the girls' side, in last night at the Logan Magnolia Cross Country Meet, it was Carly Larson of Underwood, the champion, with Ellie Mendlick of Denison and Reagan Anderson of Denison, second and third. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning, fourth, and Nicole Hildebrand of St. Albert placing fifth. Also, Griswold's Anna Young running eighth in that meet last night. Mackenzie Mantle of AHSTW was 10th. In the team competition last night, it was Denison winning with 41 points. Underwood was 67, the runner-up. Missouri Valley was third with 94. Griswold a 115 total for fourth. Logan Magnolia 149 for fifth. St. Albert, Tri-Center, Woodbine, AHSTW, Bowyer Valley, and West Monona finish off the rest of the 11 teams on the girls' side. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes open up the new season with a new quarterback when they host Illinois State Saturday at Kinnick Stadium. It'll be their first game since junior C.J. Beathard was given the keys to the offense just days after a Tax Slayer Bowl loss to Tennessee.
I think it's allowed C.J. to really ascend into a leadership role, take that role, and he's done a great job of running with it, embracing it, and he's doing a wonderful job. All that being said, I think we forget how inexperienced he is. He started one game since he's been here, so... But he's a fourth-year player, and he knows what's going on. He's got good skills and tools, and if he hadn't grown the way we were talked about, we wouldn't have made that decision.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. Saturday's game will be Beathard's second start under center. He replaced an injured Jake Rudock in last year's 24-10 win at Purdue. Ferentz says Beathard will get better as he gains experience.
You don't replace anybody when you rise to the first team or you assume a position. It's all about trying to do the best you can do, and that's all anybody can ask. And if he does that, he'll be just fine. I think he will.
Iowa's familiar with Illinois State quarterback Trey Roberson. As a freshman at Indiana back in 2011, Roberson passed for 197 yards and rushed for 84 in a 45-24 Hoosier loss at Kinnick Stadium.
We helped him become the first freshman Big Ten Player of the Week that week in his first start. So he's a better player now. He's really a threat running the football. If he breaks contain, he can throw it on the run, and he throws it really well from the pocket, too. He made some great throws in that championship game.
Illinois State lost to North Dakota State in last year's FCS title game. LaShawn Daniels and Jordan Canzeri give the Hawkeyes a 1-2 punch at running back, and that should give the ground game a boost.
Well, LaShawn will start the game, but Jordan's really done a great job, and I think you almost have to talk about the two on the same line because that's how I see them. They're different types of backs. We'll just kind of play it by ear, see how it goes, and I don't know if we'll go with the hot hand guy. Use Jordan maybe a little bit more on third down. I think we have a nice opportunity to mix it up a little bit.
Beathard says the Hawkeyes are getting excited as game day approaches.
You just got to focus on us and our team, and obviously we're 4 days away from game day, and it's a different feeling. This week's different than last week in camp because it's here, it's almost here, and you get anxious and you get excited to go out there and play, and realizing it's 4 days away is kind of it's a good feeling.
Not only will Beathard's family be at the game, but his uncle Kurt Beathard is the offensive coordinator for Illinois State. Beathard says the Hawkeyes are anxious to erase the memories of last season's three-game skid to end the season. We'll have that game Saturday for you here on the radio, 9 a.m. pregame. 11:05 is kickoff. Well, teams continue to pare their rosters in anticipation of the new NFL season. Among those, the Chiefs coach Andy Reid says tight end Travis Kelce will miss the preseason finale Thursday night against St. Louis after he sprained an ankle in practice earlier this week. Reid says Kelce would be able to play if it were the regular season. Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel says his ailing throwing elbow doesn't need surgery, telling reporters he's had to manage elbow soreness since his freshman year in college. The Green Bay Packers have some good news about their injury-stricken receiving core. Packers receiver Randall Cobb hopes to be back for the season opener on September 13th against Chicago after spraining his shoulder in a preseason game last week against Philadelphia. Green Bay wideout Jared Aberderis returned to practice after being cleared from a concussion from the first day of camp in late July. A New York judge had to deflate a rumor. Judge Richard Berman reiterated Tuesday he'll rule by Friday whether New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady must serve a four-game suspension. His order came out after an apparently new and bogus Twitter account with his photograph claimed he would rule Tuesday afternoon. Berman will determine whether the NFL properly followed its collective bargaining agreement with players when it suspended Brady for his role in using underinflated footballs in the AFC Championship game. In baseball, Brandon Moss hit a three-run walk-off home run with two outs in the ninth inning to give the St. Louis Cardinals an 8-5 win over the Washington Nationals on Tuesday. The National League Central leading Cardinals have won 9 of 10 and lead the division by six games. They've won 9 in a row over Washington, coming from behind the last couple of nights. Elsewhere in the National League, Arizona swept 2 from Colorado, 6-4 and 5-3. Miami beat Atlanta 7-1. Philadelphia 14-8 over the New York Mets. The Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati 5-4. Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 7-4. The Dodgers beat the Giants 2-1. In the American League, Justin Verlander threw his fifth consecutive quality start, and Ian Kinsler homered and drove in 3 as the Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals 6-5 on Tuesday night. Elsewhere in the American League, Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 11-2, Toronto in 10 innings, 5-3 over Cleveland. The Yankees beat Boston 3-1, Minnesota over Chicago 8-6, Seattle beat Houston 7-5, the Angels downed Oakland 6-2. One interleague game saw Texas beat San Diego by an 8-6 final. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.